sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, May 16th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Trying to add Pastor Chatfield into the studio right now. We're having technical difficulties again, so I will do what I can to get him into the show here. He has a history lesson lined up for us. It is going to be, once we get him added in, the Gettysburg Address, Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War. And I'm hoping that we can get him into this segment. If not, we'll do it during the break and we'll get it started up then. So greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you want to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. One of the things that we're looking at is the process of this budget. I had a couple of sentences left over from the last segment that I did want to get in there. As we are waiting for Pastor Chatfield to get technology figured out on his end and joining us here shortly with the history lesson. Governor Gretchen Whitmer not responding to what the Senate put out. And you just heard at the top of the news hour, as reported by Michigan News source, that the senators did not give what Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanted in her budget proposal. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanted a huge increase in dropping off fees basically at these landfills, tipping fees they call them, to basically increase the cost of garbage collection here in the state of Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer put it in her budget proposal. Well, guess what? Senate Democrats took it out. In addition, they put things in there that they wanted to put in there that the governor didn't ask for. So I don't know exactly how this is going to play out, but according to Michigan News Source, they're saying that usually the legislators get what they want versus the governor getting what she wants. So, again, we'll see how this plays out. But according to Matt Hall and new sources this morning, he is completely against their budget and says it's not going anywhere. It is not going anywhere in the House. So we'll have to wait and see where this goes, and we'll deal with this. So let me get, I just got a text message. one of the people wanted the promo code to use on the Patriots Relief website. It's not a promo code. You can still use the old promo code TR1 or Trucker Randy 1, or put in a website when you do the search, patriotsrelief.com/trucker. If you use that, it will then give you automatically the 40% off as well as the free shipping. We're going to get to Pastor Chatfield technology fixed here at the break. We'll be back with the history lesson, Gettysburg Address. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep in.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. We apologize for the technology. I'm not going to answer this call with him, so he's trying to ring me, and that's not going to happen. So I apologize. Love technology when it works. Hate it. Absolutely hate it when it doesn't. So we'll see if we can teach him not to call the studio, because I have to call him to add him into the call. So let's see if this works. Love it when it works, hate it when it doesn't, but we're working on it. We'll see if he can follow instructions and get him into the studio this way. All right, here we go. And we're ringing, it's calling, and he's not answering for some reason. I don't understand why. Okay, let's see. What other options do I have? Yep, and for some reason, I'm not going to be able to do it. Okay. Yep, it's not working. So, all right, very good. We'll try it this way. We'll get him hooked up on the speaker and hopefully do it. So, yeah, we're just going to start off here, the first segment on the cell phone. And we'll get it fixed. You can't call me during the show on this program. I have to call you and add you in. So when you call me, you create another meeting, and it screws the whole thing up. So anyway, we'll get to it. And one of the things I wanted to discuss and have you talk about this morning, and go ahead and do it here on the cell phone, is the Gettysburg Address. Go ahead.
Okay, Randy, do you hear me clearly? Because I'm not hearing
yes.
you clearly.
Yeah, go right ahead. Go ahead.
All right, Gettysburg Address delivered in November 19th, 1863 on the Gettysburg battlefield, 2.5 months at, in, you know, a little bit more, I suppose, you know, July, August, September, October, November, 4 months after the battle. It was a dedication of the battlefield. It was a long dedication of the cemetery that they built at Gettysburg. And so after the battle, they decided there was a commission set up in which they decided they were going to have a dedication ceremony of exactly, you know, what happened and who did it and who helped. And there was a letter written to Lincoln, and he basically said, hey, we'd like you to come and have a few words, appropriate words, on this occasion. And so the main speaker was Edward Everett, who was a well-known orator of the time, delivered a 2,000-word speech, over 2 hours, and it was a good speech, and kind of the battles of Gettysburg, Edward Everett's speech said, and but Lincoln gets up and he delivers 271-word speech. At the time, a lot of people didn't think it was very good. Now we look back, it's probably the most famous speech in American history, and it is a work of art, artistry, profound. It is written in the King James Version of the Bible. What do I mean by that? It's the language of the King James. It flows like the Bible. And it uses phrases from the Bible. And it is, and Lincoln wasn't so sure that the speech even was any good at all. When he, and this is reported that when he sat down, he turned to his bodyguard, Ward Lamon, and said, Ward, that speech won't scour. Which kind of means that, hey, this is like, it's like a plow that just won't dig up the dirt. It just wasn't very good, but it was very good. So let me read it, and then we'll talk about it, and I'll give you more history around it and the reaction of people to it. Plus the fact, I've memorized this, I've quoted it, I'm going to send it to you to put on the website again if you want. I'm building a website over these documents that I recite from memory because it is so good. Okay, so this is a few months after the Battle of Gettysburg, which we've talked about on your program many times. Here we go. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so dedicated and it can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But, in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note, nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. There was a photographer there that was ready to take his picture, and he thought he'd have a lot of time to get the lens all set up, and it was quite a process to take pictures, but he only caught Lincoln on the way down when he was getting ready to sit down because it was so short. And there's different reports now from, it depends on if you were a Lincoln supporter or not. You know, some people there says there was a profound hush over the audience. And others said, yeah, it was just quiet, just barely a polite applause to what he had said. Because the profundity of it was not seen on people at the time. They didn't quite understand exactly what was going on. But it was for sure biblical language. Edward Everett said this. He was the guy that spoke before Lincoln. He said in a note to Lincoln the next day, and he got it right. This is why we remember Edward Everett. He said, I should be glad if I could flatter myself that I came as near to the central idea of the occasion in 2 hours as you did in 2 minutes. And Lincoln wrote him back and says, well, I'm glad to know maybe it wasn't a total failure. Now, people will say, well, Lincoln just had some sort of false humility here. No, you really don't know. I mean, he wrote it from the heart. There is some, argument. Well, did he write it on the train and so on? He was not feeling well that day. On the train ride and on the next day back, he was not feeling well. So he didn't have full energy. That's true. And doctors looking back say he might have had a slight case of smallpox, but he definitely was not feeling well. And he didn't have confidence that went over well. And there was some newspaper reports. Here's a report about the speech from the Chicago Times, which at the time, and still is, a Democratic-leaning paper. Here's what they said about the speech. The cheek of every American must tingle with shame as he reads the silly, flat, dishwatery utterances of the man who has to be pointed out to intelligent foreigners as a president of the United States. Okay. Now, but if you're a Republican-leaning newspaper, you might call it good. The Springfield Republican paper said. It was a perfect gem. Deep in feeling, compact in thought and expression, and tasteful and elegant in every word in comma. Okay. It predicted it would be a classic. As it turns out, it was true. It is a classic. It is the, you know, when something is that short, boy, you weigh every word.
Right.
When it's a two-hour speech,
right,
you don't weigh every word.
Right, exactly. Do you think the audience was worn out after Everett's speech? And then they were shocked because it was only 2 minutes long and it was over, and they're like, is that it? You know?
Yes. And I think there's a sense to that. If you sat through a two-hour speech and you presumably think that the president's going to go on for more than 2 minutes.
Sure.
And therefore, you might think that these are his opening remarks. So this was the speech. And it's tied into our country. In biblical language, by the way, in 1863, the only version of the Bible in the English language that was available anywhere in the world was the King James Version.
Sure.
Now, there had been other versions before the King James, Geneva Bible, and the Bishop's Bible, and other versions, but by this time, they were not available. This is the only Bible you had. This is the Bible that everybody read in the English language. This was the Bible, okay? And so, he starts off by saying 70 years ago. Whoever called a score is 20 years.
Yeah.
But we usually don't say a score. We say 20 years ago. We don't say a score of years ago. But in the King James Version, that's the language that was used.
Mm.
And by the way, when he says 70 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent, he goes back to the Declaration of Independence. He doesn't go back to the Constitution. And we need to remember that. The statement of belief of our country is found in the Declaration of Independence. Abraham Lincoln said, I never had a political thought that did not stem from the Declaration of Independence. I mean, he was a believer in the Declaration, and he was a believer in the Constitution. But make sure you remember that the Constitution rests upon the foundation laid in the Declaration. The Declaration, indeed, is our creed. And I might talk about next week the American's Creed, which is built on that, but another thing I've memorized. But 70 years ago, our fathers brought forth in this continent a new nation. It was conceived in liberty, and it was dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Yep.
In the second paragraph of the Declaration, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That's the basis. That's the premise. And that governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed.
Exactly. We're going to take a short break, bottom of the hour news, and we'll be right back. We'll hopefully get the technology fixed and continue on with Pastor Chatfield, the Gettysburg Address. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.